The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 14th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool kept up the pressure on the Premier League's top four last night. A Roberto Firmino brace helped them to a 4-2 win away to Manchester United to move within 4 points of Chelsea with the game in hand. The win was Liverpool's first at Old Trafford in 7 years, and Reds manager Jurgen Klopp says it came at the right moment.
Good game. Intense, how Derby should be, and our first, since I'm at Liverpool, the first win at Old Trafford. Good timing, I would say. We needed it, obviously. We fought hard for it, we deserved it, and so all good.
United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was asked if his team suffered for the absence of injured captain Harry Maguire.
Harry's been really important for us and really good, and he's been absolutely top since he came to the club. So of course we're going to miss him, but he's out, so we've got to deal with that. We've got good enough players to be able to deal with it. We should be. So now it's about regrouping, start building our own confidence and momentum again, because we've got 2 games in the league and then the final.
Everton's European ambitions suffered a blow last night with a scoreless draw at Aston Villa. Manchester City play for the first time since being confirmed as champions tonight when they make the trip to Newcastle. There's an 8 p.m. start at St James's Park. Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan begins a 3-game touchline ban this evening. His side welcomed Dundalk to Ballybofey in the first of 2 matches in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Kick-off at Finn Park is at 5:45. St Pat's will look to shake off last week's defeat to Shamrock Rovers when they make the trip to Drogheda United from 7:45. First Division leaders UCD entertain Cork City tonight. Third placed Athlone Town go to Treaty United. Galway United play Wexford. It's Bray Wanderers versus Cabinteely. Seamus Power and Padraig Harrington will both hope to build on their bright starts at the Byron Nelson Classic in Texas. Power is 2 off the pace following a 7-under-65. Harrington is just a shot worse off after an excellent 66 in his first round. Americans Jordan Spieth and JJ Spaun share top spot on 9-under. Paul Dunty's off his penultimate round of the British Masters at 12:15. The 2017 winner is 3-under-par, 4 adrift of the leading trio Richard Bland, Robert McIntyre and Callum Hill. Caelan Darris makes his return to the Leinster side tonight for their Rainbow Cup encounter with Ulster at the RDS. Kick-off is at 8:15. Before that, Damien D'Allende, Craig Casey, Billy Holland and CJ Stander are among those restored to the Munster 15 for their game against Connacht at Thomond Park. There's a 6 o'clock start there. Damien Comer returns to the Galway side for tomorrow's Allianz National League Division 1 opener against Kerry. He missed last year's championship through injury. Dozens of Japanese towns have shelved plans to host Olympic athletes as the country battles another wave of coronavirus. The games are due to begin in Tokyo on July the 23rd, but opinion polls have shown the majority of natives want the games cancelled. To date, Japan has vaccinated less than 3% of its population and Tokyo is in a state of emergency. In cycling, Dan Martin says it was never his intention to manoeuvre himself into contention on the Giro d'Italia. He's just 47 seconds off the pink jersey holder of Attila Valter after a third place finish on stage 6. Martin is 9th in overall classification. Today's 7th stage is a 181-kilometre trek from Nastaresco to Termoli. There's an 8-race card at Leopardstown today. The first off there are 2. Kilbeggan also hosts an 8-race programme that gets underway at 4:10. Coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Alan Quinlan, Daniel Harris, Amy O'Connor and John Egan. Then tonight we're chatting to John Giles, Kate Harrington and Ursula Jacob. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We are back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.